welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 15th of February 2023. The Bible reading today is James, chapter 1, verses 19 to 27. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Today's article, titled A Life to be Lived, was written by Anne Letizia. Hartley's Jam. Perhaps you've seen it in the supermarket or have a jar in your cupboard. Strawberry's my favourite. But the 19th century origins of this British household name may surprise you. William Hartley built his successful business on principles from God's word. Religion, Hartley said, is a life to be lived. He didn't just read his Bible. He responded by following James' teaching to do what it says. As Hartley humbly let the word planted in him take hold of his heart, it shaped his lifestyle and perspective and affected how he ran his business. His integrity led to quality products at a reasonable price, and he worked hard to serve his staff by investing his profits into their needs and community. Religion isn't just a knowledge of God. It's a personal relationship with Jesus that shows itself in how we live. James describes God's word as a mirror that reflects the image of God's grace and compassion to us, which in turn transforms our responses to others. Like Hartley, we can see each new venture as an opportunity to serve others with the love that we have received. Whether we're leaders or followers, owners or employees, and whether we have an upfront or unseen role, faith is something that we live out. Our relationship with Jesus can bless those that we encounter today. Let's pray. Creator God, inspire me to respond to what I read in your word, that I will convey your presence and truth to the lives that connect with mine. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.